Well, we wrapped up the last few days of trading for the month of June, went through a major USDA report, and put in a couple of trading sessions for July before we had the 4th of July holiday break. And the grains actually didn't perform all that bad for the last week or these last 4 days of trading. Overall, we did see a positive performance for wheat and for corn, mainly because of a friendly USDA report that came in to help put some underlying support in those markets. For soybeans, a little bit of a struggle because those numbers came in pretty close to expectations, maybe even a little bit on the negative side. Looking at the big picture, though, with these USDA reports out of the way, we now are looking at where we know where old crop stocks are at. We know where the acres are going to be at for 2026. Now, all of a sudden, the focus is going to be more on weather. And right now, the weather is turning to be a little bit friendly to the grains. We will see USDA's June 30th reports come out in table form. That'll come out in the supply and demand estimates in the July crop production estimate. And that will be friendly to wheat and to corn as well, but probably neutral as far as soybeans are concerned. By the time the week wrapped up here, we're going to see Minneapolis wheat gain 13 to 14 cents, while Chicago wheat was up 10 to 12 cents. Kansas City was up 16 to 19 cents. Over in the corn market, we saw 12 cent gains in the July contract as that went into delivery, steady to a penny gains in the new crop months. Soybeans were a little bit mixed, anywhere from steady to down 8 cents. Soybean meal was up $1.30. Soybean oil was down $3. Canola dropped $8. As far as the cattle markets are concerned, they had a rough week as well. Live cattle lost close to $6 to $7, while feeder cattle were down about $9 to $9.50. Over in the lean hog markets, we did see small gains, anywhere from $1 to $2. In the outside markets, crude oil lost 55 cents. We did see gold up $41. The dollar was down almost half a cent, and we saw the Dow Jones gain close to 880 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.